The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
American Muslim 360 is
too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
And assalamu alaikum to all of our dear listeners this morning. Thank you for joining us. As always, we're seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, openly testifying Allah is the one God, and there are no partners with Allah. All of us, we remember Thomas Abdul Salam. Yes, this is the retro, mourning for the retro of Thomas Abdul Salam. So we've chosen where he's speaking about the seven characters. Perhaps you've heard that, but we can always learn something from what Thomas shares. And if you have any questions or any comments you want to make now, please press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you into the queue. Observing still the telethon 2017, and we're in the month of Muharram, first month. This is the new year, 1439. And so as we're keeping up with the new year, we're pleasantly moving forward. And we're going to bring into the queue this morning 301 from Maryland. Let's see, 598, Debbie Shankman. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. I just wanted to really encourage the people to donate the money because I take this as a personal thing. I just don't know where I would be without the Community-Wide Shura Conference. And American Muslim 360. It's just totally changed my life. And if it's changed this person, this Christian non-Muslim, think what it can do for others. The legacy needs to go on. We need this. So please, any little amount, it doesn't matter. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in thinking, well, I only have this and I can't contribute this. But I tell you, Allah will reward you. I know that. Because just what little I've donated, he's rewarded me, and it's been phenomenal, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so very, very much. Alaikum assalam, Debbie. Thank you so much for your continued support. That reminds me of the commercial, television commercial, I used to always say. And thank you for your continued support. But praise be to Almighty God, you are so, so right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, and do have a blessed day, Debbie, as I know you're going to continue on doing what you do, and that is the goodness is in the air. It's all around us, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we don't want to rush through saying something and then not being clear. All right. Again, we're going to go to the Retro of Thomas, giving the seven characters. This is about 44 minutes. But, well, let's just see how this goes. All right? We're at 7,000, and we're, inshallah, ones are sending in still. We're going to go to our board later today, this morning, and we'll be seeing the recurring amounts that are scheduling, that are coming online. So we will give you an update after that.
Blog Talk Radio. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Praise be to Allah, the cherished sustainer of the worlds.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Most gracious, most merciful.
Maliki Yawm Al-Din.
Master of the Day of Judgment.
Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in.
You do we worship, and your aid do we seek.
Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim.
Show us the straight way.
صراط الذين أنعمت
The way of those whom you have bestowed with your grace
عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Those whose portion is not wrath and those who go not astray. Amen.
Alhamdulillah على كل حال على كل حال الحمد لله على كل حال
السلام عليكم This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast
Assalamu alaikum. This is Thomas Abdul Salam, the twin servant of peace, and we want to welcome everybody here to today's show. We're going to be broadcasting live from Oakland, California, at the Merriam Conference, Muslim American Research Institute advocating marriage, and having a workshop here today, a conference here today in Oakland, California. And we're broadcasting live from there. Before our presenter comes on, we're going to give some announcements. It's going to be about maybe 5-10 minutes before the conference begins. And so, inshallah, just hold with us, and it will be worth your wait. But in the meantime, we want to let you know that starting on Monday, For Your Islamic Growth, we'll be back on the air 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 Central and 7 Eastern Standard Time. So, inshallah, please tune in. And we have an interview coming up on Wednesday with Amira Abdul Rahman. She is the author of The Unveiled. It's a new book out, some short stories. I have my copy. Very, very exciting, very interesting read. Actually, when I got it, my daughter took it from me immediately. She kept the book reading it. She enjoyed it. And I barely got my hands on it to begin my read of it. But so anyway, inshallah, we do encourage you to visit Amira Rahman, inshallah, and be able to get that book from her. You can Google it, or you can go to Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, and you can purchase the book, The Unveiled, at either one of those locations. Or inshallah, unfortunately, I don't have her email in front of me, but you can contact Amira directly. If nothing else, you can search her on Facebook or email AmericanMuslim360@yahoo.com. We'd be more than happy to send you the information or contact information. She will then send you an autographed copy. Inshallah, that's what I have, is an autographed copy. Really appreciate that. Other things, and starting on Monday, inshallah, August the 9th, we will have the editor of Aziza Magazine. They're embarking upon celebrating 10 years of publication, of giving and maybe dispelling misconceptions about the Muslim woman and providing valuable information. So we're going to be talking to the editor-in-chief there about the future of the magazine, what does it mean to have 10 years under her belt, and then some of her travels. She just got back from South America. She's also been named one of the top 100 influential Muslims in the world. She's been named one of the top 500. I have to go in. I have my copy. I don't remember what number she is, but just to be ranked is an honor within itself. So on Monday, she will be our guest. And inshallah, we invite you to come back and listen to that riveting interview or conversation with her there. Then on Wednesday is the beginning of Ramadan. Some people will wait for the sighting of the moon, and inshallah, we support that. But because we have to schedule our shows in advance, we are going to begin the reading of the Quran on the morning of April the 11th. We will be reading from there to the end of Ramadan. Whether the moon is sighted or not, we will begin the reading as of August the 11th. And so, inshallah, tune in. We will begin the reading at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, 6 Central, and 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. It will be read in Arabic and English. And inshallah, we will also have commentary after the reading. So we invite you to tune in every day for a beautiful reading of the Quran and in the commentary of the Quran. So inshallah, let me kind of check on the conference here and see where we are. We're not ready yet. So know that's going to happen. We will have a female reader, Arabic reader of the Quran, reciter, named Niamat Shahid. She will be reading that, and we'll give you more information about her. I will be reading the English, and inshallah, we may have other readers join us in the English as well. She will do all of the Arabic reading. And so, inshallah, if time permits or we get people in place, we may have different English readers of the Quran also. So just know that these are some of the things we have planned for you in the upcoming month of August, the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we hope you have a blessed Ramadan. Inshallah, we will have Jummah on Friday, this coming Friday. And inshallah, every Friday hereafter, it is our goal to bring you a Jummah from somewhere in America. And inshallah, so just know that you can tune in to America Muslim 360 and inshallah get the Jummah also. Starting after Ramadan, at the end of Ramadan, we will then move to a new format. You will no longer have just myself in the morning. Every hour, inshallah, we will have a different host. I will probably at the beginning be hosting more than one show at a time, but eventually we will fill every hour, inshallah, with various other hosts. We're in the process of getting the commitments, times of broadcast in place now. So we ask that you be patient with us and just know that we will have, inshallah, a major announcement during Ramadan to let you know what to expect. But we are getting men and women to host various different shows, again, an hour length, and that they will bring you various different views, various different information. You have the opportunity for questions and answers, and we hope that we will be able to continue to hold the number one spot of Islamic programming here at American Muslim 360. As the most number one, most popular Islamic program on the Blog Talk Radio. We also, another announcement that I'm not at the switchboard today. So we will not be able to take questions from the audience, but we will have Imam Fahim Shuaid. He will be presenting in maybe about 5 or so minutes. He will be the first speaker. And then we will have a 10 to 15 minute break in between that, so there may be some silence or just some background noise. We ask that you continue to hold on while we transition from one thing to the other, as well as give the conference goers here an opportunity to stretch and take in some refreshments and so forth. Then I will be the second presenter here at the conference. And we will begin that probably again about 10 or 15 minutes after Imam Fahim Shuaid is finished with his speech. This is a marriage conference, so the information that's presented is presented in that view and with that direction in mind. So we will keep that in mind. After that, inshallah, we were hoping to bring another broadcast this evening of Nisa Muhammad broadcasting. Inshallah, we do not have that finalized as of yet. So if we do not have anything finalized by the end of this broadcast, we do ask you to check back. But the goal will be is that about 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern Standard Time, we will have a broadcast of Nisa Islam Muhammad. You may know her. First of all, we've had her on Blog Talk Radio at least twice on our network, but you also may know her from CNN Black in America, too. She is a marriage specialist, and inshallah, she will be joining us later today. So just, again, check back. Call and or visit us at blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360, and you should be able to see whether we have that broadcast set up or not. Today's broadcast is going to be about a three-hour broadcast, and we hope to be able to get it all in here in this time here at the conference. So again, just bear with us as we try to perfect our skills of live broadcasting from another location. So those are some of the things that we want to bring to you and make sure that you are aware of, and that you can continue to support us as listeners and keep AM 360 on your, I like to say, radio dial, your computer dial. Put us in your bookmark us. Keep our phone number handy, 646-716-4478. Put it in your address book. Maybe you might want to put that on speed dial as well, so that you can tune in anytime and every time that we're on the air. So those are some of the things. We have some evening shows that are yet to be scheduled, and our host is, we'll bring you again a conversation with a purpose hosted by Khalil Islam Abdullah. That program will not resume until early October, I believe October the 5th. He is scheduled to be back on the air. And then after Ramadan, inshallah, we'll have Imam Salim Mukmin. He will be returning, and his show on Quranic commentary, discussion, and application. So, inshallah, the conference is going to get started momentarily. So, again, we're going to take you inside the conference and allow you to listen in as we begin the broadcast. Again, moments of silence, but the broadcast should be starting very, very shortly. Assalamu alaikum. Please continue to support us.
All right, and with that, our dear listening audience, we will return to that broadcast. As Thomas said, it'll take about 5 or 10 minutes. This is Martha Nyla, and you're live here on American Muslim 360. You have scanned through from about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and Thomas was identifying some of the presenters and some of the shows, and you can see how far we've come with his prayer in mind, his intent, his purpose of bringing forth this station, this broadcasting network, American Muslim 360 Broadcast. And now with his wife, the CEO, Dr. Aisha Kareem, being at the helm now and really livening, bringing to life the many interests. And then the combination of the community-wide Shura Conference, broadening the perspective of the human family and bringing it here to American Muslim 360. We like to speak of it as the voice from the human soul coming forth to us live here on American Muslim 360 Broadcast. So it is speaking, being spoken. The words are being spoken in many, many. Now, we know that there are various languages, and for those of us who listen into Naima Latif as she brings forth her presentation on Wednesday morning, and she gives the greetings from the different languages. But right now we're going to take a break. Press 1 on your phone if you want to come into the queue while we're waiting on that the presentation continuing with Thomas at that time with Imam Fahim Shuaib. Press 1, come into the queue. We'll bring you in, but we're going to take a break for one of the public service announcements. We're going to listen to the CEO first, giving thanks for this telethon and thanking you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. I'm Dr. Aisha Kareem, the Chief Executive Officer of American Muslim 360. Abu Huraira reported, the Messenger of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and blessings be upon him, said, when the human being dies, his deeds come to an end, except for three: ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, or righteous child with praise for him. Today, I publicly want to thank the organizing committee who have diligently worked to take this campaign to the finish line. To the American Muslim 360 host and to the CWSC Governance Board, and to all of the listeners who gave so generously in their own way throughout the campaign, including the ones who gave us a show of their talents. This is the connection, believers, that enabled us to reach our $10,000 goal. Believers, this campaign will sustain the vision of our model community with our many national intelligentsia operations. And the fact that this has been a believer-supported campaign makes it all the more special. I also want to recognize the other twin servant of peace, and I want to salute our brother Thomas Abdul Salam for making connections from the wisdom of Imam W.D. Muhammad that have given our community the greatest benefit. I want to thank you for your charity and for your heartfelt support, both inside and outside of this campaign. And I want to assure you that CWSC and American Muslim 360 is here to serve you, to serve our masajid, and to serve our communities across the country. We show ourselves that together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel. From cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment, or a student proficient in the arts, an environmentalist, you are a renowned activist, or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents, or know someone who does, and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us or www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360 for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Muslim 360.
Talk Unchained.
What exactly is Talk Unchained?
It's going to be a mix of business and economics, politics, education, a little bit of international affairs. Talk Unchained. What I try to do is I try to be very informative and a little bit provocative at the same time.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge.
It's going to be something that's going to blow your mind, man, because I like to dig real deep, that research piece, and then just shock and awe, man. That's my style, is shock and awe. Talk Unchained.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live only on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio, the number one Islamic radio station in America.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Mark Shaheed, the host of the CWSC Roundtable, asking you to join me in supporting AM360 and the CWSC by donating. All donations are tax deductible by going to cwsc.us. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
And now we will return to see where Thomas is in the presentation of the marriage conference there in Oakland, California. Thank you again for joining us, and do enjoy the presentation. All right. Apparently, it's still at work. They're still working in the background. So we're going to ask you to press 1 on your phone and come into the queue, and we'll return to that presentation. And if you have, if you're having a peace and quiet time right now and you just want to listen in, then that's quite all right with us, as we're going to ask you to stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, 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 don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these quick messages here on American Muslim 360.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments about race, racism, and extremism, and a moral standard. So finally the question was asked, where does it stop? It stops right now, right here, on American Muslim 360. Sister Debbie?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland. Please donate. American Muslim 360 and the community-wide Shura Conference are so important to me personally as a non-Muslim. I'm getting emotional. This is so important. People like myself. That's why I've donated $100, even though I'm on Social Security. From the last telethon, I put $10. I actually put the extra cent in there, $10 a month. It has just transformed me and my perceptions of things, and it can do this for lots of non-Muslims. We need you all. We need you all so badly. We have been living in such ivory towers, and that pun is intended. We don't even know it. So we've got to keep this movement going. We've got to make it work. It's what the country needs. It's what the country, I think it's what Allah wants to have this country have. So please donate. I know even if it's just a dollar or something, just any little bit. Let me say one other thing. This telethon is so important to me that I spent Christmas Eve with American Muslim 360, which I usually would spend activities at the church. So just so you all know how important I think this is for non-Muslims and for Christians, that's my proof right there. Keep it going, people. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. We love you, Sister Debbie. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Sometimes we can't afford not to give. Keep American Muslim 360 the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
An easy way to change ourselves. There was a king a very long time ago, and he had a very vast kingdom. Though he had a tremendous amount of wealth, he did not have peace of heart, so he decided to be a good Muslim. He heard that there was a very pious man who stays in the jungle, and that many people would go visit him for advice. The king decided to visit him for some advice also. When he got there, he asked the pious man, "How can I become pious like you?" The pious man replied, "That remember death 40 times a day for 40 days. The king thought that it was very easy, and he thanked them and left for his palace. He remembered death 40 times a day for 40 days, but no change came to his life. He was the same as before. The king became angry and called the pious man to his court. The king told him that he was nothing but a liar, and that he should be killed before he fooled other people. It was decided that he would be beheaded the next day. But the pious man had a request. He asked if he could become the king for a day. He promised that after getting the command, he will not kill the previous king or do any harm to him. So, the king agreed and made the pious man the king for a day. As soon as the pious man became the king, he went to the market and saw a man selling peanuts. He told the soldiers to catch that man and bring him to the palace. So, the peanut salesman was brought to the court. The pious man told the peanut salesman that he will be killed tomorrow. The peanut salesman became frightened and dropped all of his peanuts. He started crying and asked what he did, but the pious man said that he will be killed tomorrow and locked up in jail for today. Now, as the peanut salesman knew he was going to die, he he forgot about everything else and started asking forgiveness from Allah. He started praying and doing excessive dhikr, the remembrance of Allah. The pious man ordered that the most beautiful prostitute in the city be brought and placed in the jail cell with the peanut salesman. She was brought and she asked the man to commit adultery with her. Now the pious man brought the previous king and told him to watch. The peanut salesman started yelling at the woman to get away because he was going to die tomorrow, and this evil deed would surely cause him problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the pious man asked the previous king if he understood what was going on. The pious man explained that when you really know that you will die, then you will surely stay away from all evil deeds and engage yourself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remembering death once properly would be enough to change the life of a human being. Of course, the peanut salesman was released thereafter. This short story brought to you courtesy of IslamCan.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, dear beloved believers. This is Brother Abdul Hakim, the host of the Islam in America movement on AM 360. Each and every Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the Islam in America movement, we want to be balanced, informative, and inclusive, and also non-sectarian. We will not be insulated nor isolated in an endeavor to think outside of the box, which includes leaving the comfort zone in which we live today. It is my every intention to bring to you the best in programming for the purposes of learning to help grow to be better Muslims. So please continue to join us each and every Saturday night, prime time, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Islam in America movement on AM 360, the baddest talk show in the land. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm Mark Shaheed, the host and facilitator for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
I'm Sister Manira Habil, co-facilitator for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
If you have questions, comments in regards to courtship and marriage, to bring your questions and comments to the lab as we provide information and education on the do's and don'ts of courtship and also the key essential ingredients to what constitutes a healthy marriage.
Please join us on Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, and 4 Pacific Time. We look forward to having you on the show.
Assalamu alaikum.
A smile is a form of charity, and I try to give this away all the time. I have no knowledge of your struggle. I have no knowledge of what's on your mind, but making the small gesture to smile is contagious. And you hope it rubs off on other people's faces. Contagious, more so than the common cold or the flu, or the nasty disparities and injustices we see all over the news. I hope that your presence, your influence, your existence is felt. an inspirational pick-me-up, or a cup of coffee for anyone that needs help. Little do you know it, a small gesture, no big deal. But when you're having a good or bad day, and someone smiles your way, that's real. So as we continue to go through life and experience the beauty of the many stages, I hope that your smile, your strength, your contribution is nothing less than contagious. This is Uncommon Conversation. I'm your host, Sophia Baldwin, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Inshallah, stay tuned.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact Corporate Underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
And we are back at 949-354. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Perhaps you press 1 or you're on mute. Maybe you press 1 by mistake is what I want to say. 949-354. All right, we appreciate you and your listening. We'll take you back. All right. And dear listeners, we well, apparently, the starting of that presentation hour, perhaps it went away on us. It is still in the queue, and Thomas expressed that there will be much silence, and perhaps this one will just escape from it and prepare our minds for the upcoming presentation hour of Niamat Shahid, Dr. Abdel J. Nuruddin, and Marlon Aldridge. That will start at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at the top of the hour. And so we will hang up and dial back in. And God willing, everything will stay afloat. And for those who are online now, I'd like to share with you the conference line, CWSC's conference line, should Blog Talk technical difficulties occur with Blog Talk, the electronic facilities that we have no control over. And that number is 515-739-1537. Again, this is the number, the Community-Wide Shura Conference line number. When we do have problems with Blog Talk intermittently, but it does happen. Again, the number is 515-739-1537. And there is a code, a 6-digit code, and it is 209-075. Again, the 6-digit code to accompany us on the conference line should Blog Talk go down. The code is 209-075#. We pray you receive that information and that you would join us should that occur. We don't look forward to it happening, but we have to have a plan, correct? And that's the beauty about being, well, having a plan. Praise be to Almighty God. This is Martha Nile, your engineer for this morning, this lovely Monday morning. I remember the days when we ones would say, "How are you?" And they would, the ones would reply, "It's Monday." So you know what that was indicating. They were indicating, "This is a terrible day. I just had a long weekend or whatever, and here I am on a Monday morning having to go to work." But, alhamdulillah, we've transformed our thinking. Our thinking has been transformed by the Quran, by the studying the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And so, therefore, we are a better influence for all we come in contact with. And so now when we say, "How are you?" we say, "Alhamdulillah," or "Praise be to Almighty God. I am doing wonderful. I'm blessed. Praise be to God. I'm seeking all that I can do to increase my being here, my life worth." And so I'm going to, let's see here. I'm going to take a different route then, since we're not hearing any comments more from Thomas Abdul Salam on the presentation. The next 15 minutes, 12 minutes, once anyone, you want to press 1 and come into the queue, I'll bring you in. And I'll be playing different little snippets from Imam Warith Deen Muhammad, Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh. So again, anyone with any thoughts about that's on their mind that you want to share this Monday morning, how your weekend, your week, your life, you're in the month of Muharram, 1439 AH, alhamdulillah. All right, so playing a little snippet here and there on and from Imam Warith Deen Muhammad. Many times when we're listening and you begin a thought process and then all of a sudden it changes. You know, what just happened? Okay. Here goes.
Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We bear witness there is but one God, there is but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, servant, and messenger. We pray the peace and the blessings be on the Prophet, upon his descendants and his companions, the righteous all. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We're happy and pleased very much to be here in Oakland today after the evening of elegance, which is very successful again. More rewarding each time that I have attended. And we sorry for the difficulty that was caused by the persons who were responsible for the opening of the school, the public school, and for whatever other inconvenience that has occurred. And we're sorry for that, but we are happy with our situation here to have this meeting inside the mosque, the masjid facility. My talk today will be on the condition of our spirit as a identifiable Muslim group. what I have observed over the recent years, mainly what I have observed over the recent years, and it will be in the form mainly, mostly, I would say, in the form of just comments. You know, many times we feel in our heart what we should do, what we want to do, and what we should do. But we a kind of feeling in the dark. And we go on and we're not aware ourselves of our situation. We're just so eager, so anxious to do what we feel is right and urgent. But if we are sincere in what we're doing, the burden of having to feel our way will at one time or another register on us, come into our conscious mind, and we realize that the situation is not what we would like, and we want to change the situation so we can be more direct in going after what we want, and so we will be clearer in going after what we want. I have experienced that in my lifetime as a spokesman, a speaker for the religion and for Muslim concerns and for our concerns. I've experienced that, and I look back now 8-10 years behind me, and I can see myself feeling that urgency, that desperation to make headway, to accomplish something, to hit the mark. But was in a situation that would enable me to see clearly or to go as directly as I wanted to go after the things that I wanted to go after. Feeling in the dark, so to speak. Not to say that I was totally in the dark, no. There was much light for me. I knew the religion. I know it better now, but I knew it then too. I knew the religion, and I knew the important matters in the religion, but there was a spirit in me to accomplish something and to be skillful in accomplishing that. And for that particular task, I was not in a good situation. I was not in a good situation. And the problem for me was the habit of what you call going in the same direction, the habit of past experience, the force of past experience, the momentum of the old. That was the problem. Going with the force. Going with the force. The force was to show people community. preach community. Identify with community. Work for the strengthening of community. For the progress of community. Nothing wrong with that. If it's in the proper place. If it's in the proper place. But if you make that your first object and your main focus, you'll stay in the situation I was in. And I'm sure there are many who are still in that situation that I was in. Although for several years now, I've been pointing to that as a mistake. That we made a mistake in lifting up community and focusing on community and working directly for community betterment. The focus should have been the human person. That should have been the focus, the human person. And we should have made our investments directly into the human person. And the result is success for the community. Now, we know that people can get big visions of collective life that they want, and they can come up with an idea for collective life and can work for it directly and experience great results, get great results. But I'm convinced, can't cover this in this short time that we have. I'm just certain things, I just make statements and go on to something else. I'm convinced that in the long run, all of those efforts fail. They don't survive, they die. But the effort to gain a collective life upon the building of the individual, collective life, gain a collective life upon the building of the individual, the structure of the individual, it succeeds, it stays. Every nation that has had that idea still around. They're still around. And they're still.
We called back in and expect Nirbat Shahid with Pearls of Women on Quranic Monday. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.